Subdivision, our next public hearing is subdivision 2005-34, Potnets Lakeside LLC.
Gentlemen, before you go on that, I want to clarify something that I said, and it might have been on, because I misunderstood what was said by Mr. Byard's client, or that I misspoke either way. What we're doing on this is looking at whether it's an appropriate subdivision in an environmentally sensitive development ordinance. And keep in mind that that's different from the clustering because there's no superiority requirement. There was a question about what type of housing would be placed on there. And to some extent, the type of housing is different from whether it's an appropriate land use decision. And what I think I'm going to do is ask Mr. Byard to clarify exactly what type of homes are going on there, because that could affect ultimately what they try to get placement or building permits for. Sort of as a secondary issue after the subdivision goes through.
That's why I asked the question, because, yeah. And then he said it complied, and then you agreed with him, and I wasn't sure what you're agreeing with.
That's what
I
was.
And I kept reading the ordinance, I'm saying.
I kept trying to figure that out too.
What did he say as far as the type of housing? That was.
They were manufactured homes the same as Potnets Lakeside.
See, I was thinking.
Can't do that.
Yeah, I was thinking in terms of the modular type homes.
I wasn't sure what you were agreeing with.
He said manufactured homes, which apparently is a politically correct term for what we all know and love as.
Yeah, and I was thinking in my mind like the ones that are not titled.
Well, that's why I asked the question about the homes they use in Baywood,
right?
Because they are different.
Right, and that's what I was thinking of.
And he said not.
I think what we need to do, like I said, that's really a separate issue to some extent from whether the subdivision's appropriate under the environmentally sensitive development zone. But I think that probably was a statement, because it's different from what's in all their application materials, to get Mr. Byard to clarify.
I think a deferral might be in order here.
And it's Mr. Johnson's anyway. He might want to hear the tape.
He'll want to listen to this, I think. Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision 2005-34, applicant Potnets Lakeside LLC. My motion is for deferral for Mr. Robertson to get some clarification and for Mr. Johnson to avail himself of the tape.
Second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-34, Potnets Lakeside LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.